About 120 years before the TV show Star Trek made Vulcan famous as an alien race of people, it was the name of a planet thought to be within our own solar system. But there was one small problem. It wasn't really there. This is the story of why the astronomers of the day believed it was. In 1846, astronomer and mathematician Urbain Jean-Joseph Le Verrier accomplished a truly amazing feat of scientific discovery. By studying a strange wobble in the orbit of Uranus and applying some incredibly tedious mathematics, he predicted the location of a previously unknown planet, the planet we now know as Neptune. Le Verrier gained an enormous reputation with this success, and the pressure to do it again was too much to ignore. He knew about an odd wobble in Mercury's orbit, too, so Le Verrier took the challenge. Although the calculations didn't quite work out the same as they did for Neptune, he went ahead and predicted another new planet in between the orbit of Mercury and the Sun. The problem is, no one could find it. It's very difficult to see things close to the Sun. If you point your telescope a few hundredths of a degree in the wrong direction, you'll either miss your target or damage your equipment from the intense sunlight. Some astronomers thought they had seen the new planet during the eclipse of 1878, but no one could confirm it, so they kept looking. Then, in 1915, Albert Einstein published his theory of relativity. Until that time, astronomers had been using Isaac Newton's equations, which we now know to be incomplete. With Einstein's more accurate system, he proved that Mercury was behaving exactly as it should. There was no other planet disturbing its orbit. Vulcan was removed from the list of planets. Still, not everyone was satisfied. The search for Vulcan continued as a hobby for amateur astronomers until 2006. That's when Vulcan was put to rest once and for all. NASA's solar mission probes actively hunted for anything in between the orbit of Mercury and the Sun and found nothing there. But that's not quite the end of the story. People have been using the mathematical technique of calculating gravitational effects to predict the locations of planets ever since Neptune was discovered. Other phantom planets were named Nibiru and the mysterious planet X. Each time their locations were predicted, no such planets were ever discovered. Instead, all we found were errors in the math. Then in 2015, 100 years after Einstein published his paper on relativity, astronomers used the mathematical techniques to predict yet another planet far beyond the orbit of Pluto. But it has not been observed yet. The math has been checked and seems to be free of errors, so there is hope this time. What's the proposed name for this new planet? Some people want to call it Vulcan. We shall see.